Tonight, residents of Michigan, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Indiana could be in for more severe weather, like the storm that caused a deadly tornado on Sunday. That twister killed 22 people. It struck in the middle of the night, not to mention late in the season, and it caught residents off guard. Ed Kieser is a meteorologist at member station WILL in Urbana, Illinois. And Mr. Kieser, how unusual are these storms this late in the season?
Well, they're not as unusual as you may think. Of course, the big tornado season is in the spring from late March through April, May, and June. But we do get a secondary maximum of tornado frequency in November. It just doesn't happen every year, and this year the atmospheric conditions are correct to produce some outbreaks of severe weather.
Is it the kind of thing that people would be expecting, though, tornadoes in the spring and summer, so by the time November comes around, they may not take warnings too seriously?
No, people usually don't take warnings as seriously at this time of year because most of the noteworthy tornadoes we've experienced have occurred in the spring. But actually, about 3 out of the 15 largest outbreaks of tornadoes in the U.S. have occurred during the month of November.
The storm that hit this weekend formed late at night. Do tornadoes that strike at night form in a different way than tornadoes that come during the daytime?
They do in that there are really two ingredients you need for a thunderstorm to produce a tornado. You need an unstable atmosphere, and you need what we call wind shear. The unstable part of the equation often comes from the sun heating the ground, and that is strongest, of course, in the late spring and summer when the sun is highest in the sky. So the spring tornado season is when we get more tornadoes due to solar heating. At this time of year, the sun is low in the sky, the day length is short, so we have to have other conditions in place to make an unstable atmosphere to produce a tornado, and that could occur at any time of the day or night.
And what conditions would those be?
One would be an intense low-pressure system forming in the upper Midwest and drawing moisture and warmth northward from the Gulf of Mexico, and that's the fuel for the thunderstorms that produce severe weather and tornadoes. Those low-pressure systems tend to become a little stronger when the jet stream is strong, and the jet stream gets stronger when it's much colder to the north, which we're starting to see now with the onset of winter.
What is the forecast as you're heading into tonight for these parts of the upper Midwest, Michigan, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana?
We're expecting rather quick development of thunderstorms in the middle of the night. The question is just how strong will they get? Right now, we are concerned that some will reach severe limits with large hail, damaging winds, and even the possibility of a few tornadoes.
Since there would be a possibility of tornadoes if they were to strike coming in the middle of the night, what do you tell people about how to protect themselves?
Well, one good way is to get a tone alert weather radio that will set off a siren or an alert to wake you up in the middle of the night. And there are some radios now that you can program so it only signals an alert for your specific county, so you're not waking up for storms three counties away. There are outdoor warning sirens in many communities in the Midwest, but emergency managers always remind me to tell people that they are designed for being heard outside. And as we learned from the tornado that hit the Evansville area early Sunday morning, the sirens were not heard by many inside. So getting a weather radio with a tone alert is probably your best bet for getting the warning in time.
Okay. Ed Kieser, thanks very much.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Ed Kieser is a meteorologist with member station WILL in Urbana, Illinois.